Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town, good to me. Oh, yeah. She give me money when I'm in need. Yeah, she's a kind of friend indeed. I got a woman way over town.
Hello and welcome back to Locks and Thoughts by Sportsologist. It is Thursday, October 17th. I'm sorry that Katie's soothing voice isn't welcoming you to this episode. She has a PA interview, so she's doing big things. She thinks there's more money in the medical field than the podcasting world, but man, is she wrong. Lock record is 8-5-3 now. The Pats and Giants covered the over last week, thanks to the Patriots special teams. Opelka and Rublev won. The Cardinals shit-pumped the Braves in the first inning, scoring 10 runs, and they won easily. That was one of the easiest bets I've made in a while. And then Belgium, I bet the Belgium-San Marino under 7.5, and there were 9 goals in that game. There were no goals in the first 20 minutes, but at the end of the first half, they ran it up. But yeah, so my locks, and then Katie's still alive in Survivor, I should say, but I'd like to say we. There's only about 200 people left in the pool, and it's a $20,000 pool, so that's pretty exciting. We're going to pick the Bills this week against the Dolphins at home. Some people are saving the Bills for week 11 against the Dolphins, but I'd rather bet on the Bills at home than on the road. And Josh Allen should be healthy after his concussion. And yeah, I just like the Bills at home. I think you can figure out the reasons why. The Dolphins just lost to the Reds, gave the Redskins their first win. So Terry McLaurin is pretty damn good at football, Jesus. The rookie wide receiver for the Redskins. About the only positive note they have this season. But anyway, yeah, my first lock is going to be Kansas City -3 tonight against the Broncos. Kansas City has covered 6 of the past 7 games they've played the Broncos. The Texans and Colts each had over 175 yards rushing against the Chiefs over the past 2 weeks and the Chiefs' 2 losses. But I think the Chiefs will do a better job of containing the rushing attack. And even if they don't, I think Brissett and Deshaun Watson are better than Joe Flacco. I don't think Joe Flacco can keep up with Mahomes. Tyreek Hill's back. I'm a little worried about Mahomes' ankle, but -3 is too low. That number should be -6 at least. So that's a lock. It's not a lock, but I like the over as well, over 48. I mean, Kansas City's defense is not good, and their offense is great, so that's a recipe for an over. I also, moving on to college football on Saturday, I like North Carolina money line at -170. North Carolina's coming off a bye, going into Lane Stadium, Blacksburg, to play the Hokies of Virginia Tech. Mack Brown said he liked how the team practiced during the bye week. A lot of players on both sides are from the neighboring states. A lot of Virginia Tech players are North Carolina players. A lot of North Carolina players are from Virginia. One of the main ones is senior defensive tackle Aaron Crawford for North Carolina. He's from Ashburn, Virginia. He was on the Carolina team that lost 59-7 to the Hokies, and he hasn't forgotten that. The reason UNC lost 59-7 is because their defense sucked and their quarterback sucked. And now they have a good quarterback, Sam Howell, the freshman, and a great defense. So Virginia Tech looked good against Miami, but Miami isn't able to contain the quarterback or rush the quarterback as well as North Carolina is. North Carolina already beat Miami this year. If UNC's receivers can handle their drops, and they've been dropping the ball a little bit, but I like UNC's rushing attack and their rushing defense to get the W there. And then I like Florida -5 against South Carolina. Florida's defense is just one of the best in the country. I know South Carolina just beat Georgia in double overtime. That was a crazy game. I did not see that coming. But I like Florida -5. I think that line's a gift. That line should be -10, similar to the Chiefs. I think Vegas is helping us out a little bit because of recent events like South Carolina winning and the Broncos winning. But I'm taking those gifts. So that's 3 so far. Oh, yeah, at night, I like Penn State -9.5. Penn State just keeps covering, it seems like. That'd be my strongest lock. Sean Clifford has been a little inconsistent at quarterback for Penn State, but he also played a good Iowa defense last week. Penn State only gives up 8.2 points per game. That's pretty damn good. They're the number two scoring defense in the country. Michigan also only gives up like 15 points a game, but Michigan's offense is not as good as Penn State's offense. Penn State has a lot of weapons on offense. They have like four running backs that could play for most college football teams. It's a wideout. It's a night game. You got to get Penn State minus 9.5. And then moving on to Sunday, Liverpool plays on Man United on Sunday, the Premier League starting back up. The line's only minus 145, money line for Liverpool, pound that. I don't like that quite as much as Penn State minus 9.5, but I still like it a lot, enough for a lock. Liverpool, I mean, Mane, Salah are amazing. Man United's going to be without De Gea and Pogba, arguably their two best players. Manchester United doesn't have a midfield, and Liverpool has one of the best midfields in the world. I mean, you can go on and on. The only reason that line is, that line should be a lot higher than minus 145. Liverpool are one of the best clubs in the world, and Manchester United are not what they once were. I think Liverpool wins that game 3-1. And then for NFL football on Sunday, I like the Giants minus 3 against the Cardinals. Saquon Barkley's back, Evan Ingram's back, Golden Tate did well against the Patriots. I think it's going to be a breath of fresh air for the Giants to play the Cardinals after playing the Patriots. The Cardinals have looked better over the past 2 weeks. Kyler Murray is the first quarterback ever to throw 20 completions in his first 6 starts. I mean, that offense has looked better. David Johnson and Chase, they need to get Chase Edmonds the ball more. The Cardinals do. He's been a good running back. They ran some plays with David Johnson and Chase Edmonds on the field last week. I think you'll see more of that this week. You got to get two playmakers like that on the field. But I still like the Giants. I think Saquon Barkley's going to come out crazy and go crazy. The Cardinals' defense is almost as bad as the Chiefs' defense. The Giants' defense has looked better over the past few weeks. They looked pretty good against the Patriots. Special teams for the Giants need some work. Or maybe the Patriots' special teams is just really good. Probably a little bit of both. But anyway, I got 6 locks this week. Kansas City minus 3, Florida minus 5, North Carolina money line, Penn State minus 9.5, Liverpool money line, and Giants minus 3. And then I want to discuss the China situation a little bit. Last time we talked about it, LeBron James hadn't spoke yet. LeBron James spoke. He said things like, at times, there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others, when you think about only yourself. I believe he wasn't educated on the issue at harm. Be careful what you say and tweet. He was talking about Daryl Morey. The line that kind of pisses me off, he says, when you're not thinking about others, when you only think about yourself. It's like, LeBron, you're only thinking about yourself and that Chinese money. Morey was standing up with Hong Kong and freedom and others. There's a cutscene in NBA 2K20 where LeBron says, I believe no one person is capable of turning the tide, but we all have an obligation. Well, LeBron, you failed your obligation. Yeah, I mean, he's the face of the NBA, and he could have just stayed quiet or said what Joe Harris said. Joe Harris said, we get paid too much to play basketball. He was ambivalent, but ambivalence was way better than what LeBron said. I'm not a Max Kellerman fan, but Max Kellerman has almost made me a fan with his stance. He's said the opposite of LeBron, and I agree with Max Kellerman. Freedom. I mean, Enes Kanter said, our lives begin to end the day we become silent on things that matter. Enes Kanter tweeted the problems he's had with the Turkish government and freedom, talking about he hasn't seen or talked to his family in 5 years. Siblings can't find jobs. He has an international arrest warrant. He gets death threats almost every day. They tried to kidnap him in Indonesia. Kanter said, freedom is not free. LeBron could have done a lot better. He kind of backtracked and tweeted more things afterwards. Somebody in LeBron James's camp must have told him that America didn't like what he said. But there's this guy that sold $45,000, or he raised $45,000 on GoFundMe for I Stand With Hong Kong t-shirts that he's in Los Angeles. He's going to pass out outside of the Staples game. I don't think this issue is going away. I know some of my friends have dropped their league pass because of it. The NBA almost has to choose between freedom and China. It's kind of crazy. It's a geopolitical thing. Now LeBron's saying that he just wants to play basketball, but he got offended last year at the shut up and dribble comments. It's just, he's kind of flip-flopping, which is annoying because he's the face of the NBA and his platform is one of the biggest in the country, if not the entire world. Moving on to a lighter topic, the Hornets went 1-4 this preseason. My NBA team, 4-1, betting against the Hornets' money lines. The Pistons were plus money last night. That one was pretty easy. At least Christian McCaffrey makes me happy about North Carolina sports right now. In other NBA news, Carson Edwards hit 8 threes in the third quarter for the Celtics. The Celtics have Taco Fall and Carson Edwards. They're about to be my favorite team. I don't know how Taco Fall didn't get drafted, and I don't know how Carson Edwards slipped to the second round after the NCAA tournaments they had. Carson Edwards dominated the NCAA tournament. He led Purdue to a win over Tennessee, and he led Purdue to a win over Villanova, beating the defending champs 87-61, if I remember correctly. He beat Virginia, or no, sorry, they lost to Virginia, obviously. Virginia won the title because Diakite, however you say the Virginia guy's name, hit the corner three. Maybe it was a deep two, but it was a big shot, and then Carson Edwards turned it over on the next play. I don't know why he passed the ball, but he was amazing that tournament. He scored like 42 points one game. I mean, he was just on fire. It reminded me of Steph Curry's NCAA tournament because he's 6 foot tall like Steph. I don't know if he'll, I mean, that's a lofty standard, Steph Curry, but he's still pretty amazing in Taco Fall. If the Celtics didn't take Kemba Walker from my Hornets, I would actually like them this year, but they did take Kemba Walker from my Hornets, or maybe we gave him away is a better way to put it. Oh, Hornets. Malik Monk. I mean, please be good. God, the Hornets are depressing, but maybe we can get that first overall draft pick, and I can look forward to that. Go Miles Bridges. Go Hornets. And then in other NBA news, Bradley Beal just got paid. So the Wizards are paying John Wall and Bradley Beal a shit ton of money over the next 3 years. Bradley Beal's contract is $130 million over the next 4 years. Pretty penny. All right, thank you for listening. Locks and Thoughts by Sportsologist. I am John, and I am out. Peace.